This morning we're going to cover gambling addiction. And in the studio we have Mark, who's a representative of Gamblers Anonymous. Good morning, Mark. How are things?
Good morning, Connor.
Welcome to Near FM, and you're very welcome here today. Okay, Mark, can you please explain what Gamblers Anonymous does for people, please?
Well, I suppose Gamblers Anonymous is a place that people with a gambling addiction can come and recover a day at a time from compulsive gambling. It's a fellowship. It would be a fellowship of men and women,
right,
who are, you know, trying to stay free from a day at a time.
Right. Okay.
And I suppose there will be meetings every day of the week all over the country. And they will be on the website, the Gamblers Anonymous website.
Okay.
If you go onto the website.
Okay, which is www.
gamblersanonymous.ie.
Perfect, yeah.
And there's a list of meetings and the dates and times, and there's a little map on to show
okay,
you
to show you in a particular area. Okay,
yeah.
Right. And so your main focus really is recovery, is that correct?
Yes, that would be correct. I suppose how it started would have been, there was a chap called Jim W, who was the founder of Gamblers Anonymous, who started Gamblers Anonymous. And him and another chap called Sam, the first meeting was on in 1957 in September. And it was just a choice meeting between the two of them.
Okay, yeah.
And that's how it started. And it progressed there. He took the AA steps.
Right, okay, yeah, to recovery, yeah.
He brought the AA recovery into Gamblers Anonymous. And that's what we'd work on, basically, is the 12-step recovery program and getting ourselves well.
And staying well, as you're saying, one day at a time.
Yeah, one day at a time.
Yeah.
So it would be very important.
Okay, stop that there and see. Now, during the recession, have you kind of noticed that you've had more members, or has the problem kind of increased due to that?
The meetings would get a lot more new members at the moment.
Right. Okay.
And you do notice that people don't have that extra cash that they would have had in the recession. So there would be a lot more people. Not as many people would stay around. They might stay for a few weeks and then go. And then come back, that's just sort of the way it works, you know. It does sort of work in cycles where you'd get loads of new members and then it'd stop for a while and then you get loads. But since people don't have the money, there's a lot more people coming for the help, you know.
Okay. Well, at least, you know, I suppose, like the AA, the important thing is that people recognise they have a problem. And I suppose that's the first step, is it?
Yeah, accepting that you have a problem is the first big step, you know. And it was for me
to
admit that I had a gambling problem.
Yeah.
And it was causing lots of problems in my life. You know,
And I suppose, unlike, you know, you're talking about the AA and that, where I suppose the thing about if you drink too much, you've got to fall down eventually. But that's not the way if you have a gambling problem, because you can't just keep going.
Yeah, that's true. It's with gambling, it's not visible. The signs are a lot harder to see. And you can just put on a happy face. Even you lose a week's wages or you lose whatever money you have, you can go home and you can smile and you can think up a story of how to get out of it. It's much more probably devious, I think. Or secretive.
You know? Right, okay, okay.
So it's, as you say, it's the hidden addiction. It's very, very secretive. There's very little signs, you know. I suppose there are always signs. When you know a person, you probably can tell after a while that
there's something not
there's
right.
There's something not right, you know. That they're hiding something, or they're lying to you, you know.
Okay.
If that's the way I did it, I would have.
Right.
I had to lie, I think.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I think that, yeah, that from my research, yeah, that seems to be part of the whole thing, that, you know, you're living a separate life at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you also have support groups for families, isn't that correct?
Yeah, there's a Gammonon.
Right.
Which, if you go onto the Gamblers Anonymous website, there's a phone number there that you can ring, and there's meetings on, I think it's on a Monday night.
Right, okay.
Fisbury, but you can find out
through the phone line. Okay.
Yeah.
And Mark, would you have the phone number there?
It's 01872 1133.
And is there an email address as well?
There is.
I think it's info@gamblersanonymous.ie. Is that the one to use?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, now Mark, can I just ask you, how would somebody maybe identify that they might have a gambling problem?
Yeah, well, I suppose for myself, when I first came into Gamblers Anonymous, they asked me to look at 20 questions. In the back of, there's a red book, a GA red book, and also on the website, the Gamblers Anonymous.
Right,
website,
okay.
There's 20 questions,
okay,
that you can have a look at and go through them. And most compulsive gamblers will answer yes to at least 7 of these questions. I can read out.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, just give us a couple of examples, it'd be great.
Just one of them is, do you lose time from work due to gambling? Do you ever gamble to get money with which to pay debts or otherwise solve financial difficulties? Does gambling cause a decrease in your ambition or efficiency? After losing, do you feel you must return as soon as possible and win back your losses? And after a win, do you have a strong urge to return and win more? And just the last minute, do you often gamble until your last pound is gone?
Okay, so they're kind of the critical kind of questions, and there's 20 of those that, as you've just said, are in the back of your handbook and are on the website. So if you even suspected that you were having a bit of a problem, that if you honestly answer those questions, 7 out of 20 of them as yes, then perhaps you should be giving yourselves a bit of a shout.
Yeah, I think, well, for myself,
A lot of them,
I realised I had a problem with it and decided to go and do something about it. And,
well, fair play to you, yeah.
Yeah, and...
And you were saying to me that you're now, if it was in the AA, it would be kind of on the wagon, I think, is that
right.
But like, in fairness, now you're 7 years, which is fantastic, you know.
Yeah, yeah. When I think back to, I couldn't stop for a day, you know. I just couldn't get out of bookies or wherever I was gambling.
Yeah.
Like, even 10 minutes away from was hell at times, you know.
Right, right.
So to think 7 years on, yeah, it's definitely life changing, like, you know. It's definitely worth it, you know, to take that chance if you have a problem and go and do something about it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the one thing we were saying is the first step is the worst step, you know.
Yeah.
And just to realise that if you have a problem, who to turn to, and there is help out there. And I think that's really, really important. Really important that people realise that.
Yeah, because for myself, I never even heard of Gamblers Anonymous.
Yeah.
You know,
and
I suppose at the age of 21, I needed help at that time, but I never knew that Gamblers Anonymous was there, you know. And I wish now I would have.
Yeah.
I could have had that chance to go. Even I mightn't have stopped, but I could have had a chance.
Yeah.
Of stopping, you know. So it's nice now that it's out there now. Gamblers Anonymous is there, and there's other help there as well, like, you know, treatment centres and stuff like that, you know.
And there's a great support within your own community of the Gamblers Anonymous as well, though, isn't there?
Yeah, yes, there will be. Like, you'd where we have the meetings, because we can't pay a lot of rent or whatever, people would help you out in that sense, like they'd. He'd give you the room for free and stuff,
right,
like that.
Right, okay, very,
you know,
good.
Just to help us out, like, you know, schools and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where they'd give you rooms, like, you know.
Yeah.
Give you the use of the room, like, you know.
And is there many GA group, say, on the north side here, because we're obviously on the north side here.
Yeah, I'd say there's probably five or six, I think.
Right, okay. Right, okay. That meet, as you're saying, very regularly, be it every evening or whatever.
Yeah, it'd be every night of the week there'd be a meeting on. Probably not on this side now. But
right, okay.
All around, like in Dublin.
Right,
like,
okay. Right, okay.
We're fairly lucky with meetings, I think. Right. They're on every day, like, you have Chuck, we're in town and stuff. So.
Now, Mark, can I also just confirm that this is all confidential and it's obviously anonymous, isn't that correct?
Yes, it is to an extent. We'd have closed meetings where it's only members that would go, but we also have open meetings.
All right, okay.
Yeah, that would happen once a year in September. We do an awareness week for a week. And there'll be meetings on all around the city each night of the week, and the public can go.
All right, okay.
See how it works.
So if somebody wants to, say from the general public, and they're not too sure either about themselves or a family member, they could go along just to see what Gamblers Anonymous do and the setup, you know, without kind of being a full member.
Yeah, and see how things work, and, you know, if they can help someone else, you know.
Brilliant, yeah.
They can come along and get a bit of, I don't know, a bit of knowledge on how it works, like, you know.
Yeah.
Or information and see how it works, like, you know. As you say, someone they know could be in trouble or gambling or whatever, and, you know, it might give them a bit of comfort, and, you know, they could get a bit of comfort with talking to people.
Exactly,
listen to people.
A problem shared, as they say. Yeah.
You know,
well, so what I'll ask you to do is, obviously, that information, those dates will be up on the website, but please contact back us here back in Near FM so that we can put that up on our Facebook page and all that later on in the year when that's coming up, which would be great.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks.
Okay, Mark, have you any other information then you can give us about the Gamblers Anonymous?
Well, I suppose it's open to men and women and anybody that's in trouble, I suppose, with gambling. And there's no fee.
All right,
just come
okay.
along, like, you know, we take a contribution at the end just to pay rent, and that's only if you have it, like, you know.
Yeah.
That's all, just to maybe buy tea and coffee and stuff like that, you know.
Right, yeah.
But that's all, you know. And it's, you know, just self-help group, you know.
Excellent,
just,
yeah. And may I say, you're living proof that it does work, and, you know, and that's fantastic.
Yeah, thanks, yeah. Thanks.
Well, Mark, thanks very much for coming into the studio. It's not an easy subject to deal with, especially when it's so personal to yourself. But all I can say is thanks. And if there is anybody out there that needs help, the phone number is 872-1133. The email address is info@gamblersanonymous.ie. And the website is www.gamblersanonymous.ie. And I'm sure any doctor or GP, you know, if you speak to one of them, they'd have the number as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks very much indeed, Mark. And
thanks, Connor.
Continued success.
Thank you.